Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
Sorry, but I'm here now.
I see nobody. No problem. After here, we appreciate your labor of love for us. Welcome, everyone, to Tuesday Night Radio. This is Dr. A Live, and we're brought to you by Healthy Smart Home. And I just happened to be at a conference in the nation's capital, and so I didn't have time to run back to the hotel room and get stuck in this traffic. So I'm sitting out here outside the Washington Monument.
Wow.
Doing this live.
Oh, right, my goodness.
Just a few feet away from the new African American History Museum.
Wow.
And it's a historical moment, so I guess, you know, the excitement around this broadcast was such, Pastor Hill, that you got delayed, stuck in a cornfield or in your sweet pea patch, you know, and had a labor to get to here because this is such a historic moment.
Yes, it is.
I had so many people. I was at Solar Conference for solar panels is going on all around the nation's capital. The solar industry is in town for the next 10 days. There will be conferences all over about solar panels, solar safety, innovations in solar, new technologies in solar, and such an exciting time to be here. And so I'm excited. I was trying to get my cell phone charged up today. It looks like it's charging pretty good. So we'll be able to finish this show. And I was so excited. I met a young man out in Maryland who, Mr. Scott, did you make it on the line? Did you make it in studio? He was trying to get in earlier, and because we were having some technical difficulties, we might have to tune him in next week. But this, yes, it's no problem. What we're so excited about is that our water system is just taking off and becoming the star of the show of all of our technologies. Yesterday we attended, they've been having a solar congress out here and talking about how much it costs to put solar panels on the roof and giving people grants and subsidizing their costs. You're in Washington, D.C., and you have one person in your family and you make $54,000. You are eligible for a grant so that you only have to pay $12,000 for your solar panels on your roof for a 4-watt system, for your electric system. And if you want a 8-kilowatt service, for more savings, you have to pay $24,000.
Wow.
And that is subsidized. That's how what your discount is. That's what you have to pay out of pocket. And so there are various options that they have where you can have someone pay for it for you. And then, you know, they're alleging that they're formatting these solar panels to save you from 10 to 50% a month. And after 5 years and whatever extra that you make and don't use, you're able to sell back to the utility company. And after 5 years, they will pay for it for you. But they own all the savings for 5 years. And then after 5 years, you take over. And it's like they're harnessing people's roofs to make electricity. This is what is interesting. In the solar industry, we're pushing safety in solar. Because solar is wonderful. That we're harnessing all the solar power to decrease our dependency on the electric grid. But we cannot do it at the expense of our health, of creating even more diseases. And the National Institute of Health is talking about, they're alarming the public about the massive epidemics of these neurodegenerative diseases, such as Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, heart disease, that's coming from sustained exposure to electromagnetic frequencies. For those of you in my email blast, in my text communication, I sent out an article from Kaiser Permanente, and their researchers have taken a pretty bold stance. They have linked EMF radiation to complications in pregnancy, and there are some concerns that sustained exposure to EMF radiation is imbalancing platelets and causing excessive bleeding during delivery. And so many young women having to have hysterectomies, emergency hysterectomies, because they cannot stop them bleeding in childbirth. And at this conference last week, and I think I spoke to it last week on the show, a young woman, 33 years old, healthy, no health problems at all, no diseases. She gets pregnant, and she gets a little elevation in her blood pressure. She goes to deliver her baby and throws a blood clot and dies in the delivery, 33 Ooh. Years old.
Wow.
So there's a real concern about solar and safety. And one of the gentlemen that was at the conference spoke about a European article in research where they were saying that when you have more than 8 solar panels on the roof, 8, like 8 after the number 7 and before the number 9, it can create so much microsurge and EMF radiation that it's highly assaultive to brain tissue. And now they're concerned, especially in some of these retirement communities, where people are going after these 8-kilowatt systems and having 12 to 20 solar panels put on their roof, how that is translating to their health. And so that was an interesting factor, that there need to be some really tough questions being asked about solar safety. What's being done to put a baseline in the home before you put solar in? Is there any additional electrical filtration required or necessary to mitigate the electromagnetic dynamics of solar. All of this is coming full circle on the eve of us looking at these heralding statistics of 1 in 26 Americans having a seizure disorder. 1 in 3 children developing autism. And so you say, Doc, what's that got to do with the water? Well, the more electromagnetic dynamics you have in your home that's interfacing with your electric system. Let's remember, our electric systems are grounded to our hot water tank. And there's a potential risk that the electromagnetic surge in your system is relaying to your hot water tank. And water is so susceptible to electromagnetic static. It absorbs it in a nanosecond. And so the research is now showing the higher the electrostatic in the water, the more at risk the assault is to your organs. And we had an interesting case. We had a 30,000 square foot house, a mansion in Georgia, that one of our environmental engineers went down to do a survey on. This gentleman that was living in the house was 80 years old. He was vegan for 50 years, and he was the picture of health. And as you're tuning in, this is Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally. You're listening to Dr. A Live, sponsored by Healthy Smart Homes 2020. We are a supporting and demonstration model for the nationwide call to action to promote healthy homes, and we're a resident program of the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education at Columbia University in New York City, at Teachers College, which is the most renowned institute of graduate education in the United States, and the number one school of education in the world. And they probably have more Fulbright scholars in education than any other university in the world. And so we have been surrounded by great scholars on every facet of study you can imagine. And Columbia University also archives the legacy of Dr. Yashiri Omira, who is a PhD electrical engineer and a medical doctor, who almost three decades ago began to observe that there were these rare conditionings happening with people that had all these electromagnetic dynamics in their bedroom. And he began to archive and journal and set forth research. And he came to the conclusion that we were going to be getting very sick when Wi-Fi was born into our culture, because Wi-Fi is high radiation, wireless devices are high radiation, and appliances that plug into the wall and electric sockets themselves are low radiation systems. And so, having said that, there's been some real intentional efforts. Back to the mansion. This gentleman had been vegan for 50 years, and we used Dr. Amura's format of testing called Bedort testing, B as in Bravo, D as in dog, O as in open, R as in rover, and T as in Tom. That stands for bi-digital O-ring test. We used his method of testing to test the man. He could touch the wall and remain balanced. He could touch his bed that had box springs and remain balanced. He could touch his cell phone and remain balanced. And we were all puzzled. We were like, couldn't this vegan man have congestive heart failure? Some people might sum it up to age, but when you are as intentional and meticulous in your diet the way this gentleman was, people like them, you know, they usually reach 100, maybe even 110. So I said, well, before you stop testing, go in the bathroom and get a glass of water. And when they got a glass of water out of that gentleman's bathroom, and he held the water, he lost all of his energy. He became imbalanced. His arm, from the muscle response test, fell down to his side. And his fingers, he could not balance and keep and resist with his fingers together. Not one finger had enough strength to resist. He was 100% reactive on Bedore testing and 100% reactive on muscle response testing. The culprit was in his water system. And so that brings us full circle to talk about what's in your water system. That's why we've been so intentional over the last 7 years to develop static blocking systems for water. Because when people talk about heart disease and diabetes and diseases of the organ, your water and bathing in that water full of static charge is suspect to injury of the organs because the nerve innervation to the organs is very sensitive to electrostatic radiation. And I have two testimonies that came in that I'm so excited about. One young man had, his hand was swollen, and it was a line down the middle, like from the middle finger all the way up to the wrist. It was a line, it was like his skin was tearing open. And he had had a repeat after, he had multiple outbreaks of eczema on that area. And it looked like it was actually ripping apart. And the young man, I felt so bad for him. I said, you know, I said, we have these solar static blockers for water, the NanoCell. I said, you know, we have it. I'm going to let you buy one. He said, I want to get the whole water system. He said, but it's going to take me a while to come up with the money. I said, okay, I'm going to give you a static blocker that you can use on your shower head to help you with bathing and your skin. He said it was crazy. It was like in 3 days, that eczema that he had suffered for years and years and years in that area was gone. In 2 weeks, that area healed so it almost looked like the rest of his hand. The tenderness and the redness, all of that was gone. He said he began to notice other changes in his skin too. The swelling in his whole body began to release. And he's lost a lot of weight. It looks like he's lost about 20 pounds in this 1 month that he's been bathing in static-free water. So we had another testimony coming in from Florida. Young mother with her middle school daughter. The daughter had played in creeks as a child where they were little frogs and tadpoles and all that other kind of stuff. Got some kind of virus and had warts all over her foot and on one of the knuckles in her hand. She had them burnt off 5 times, but they always grew back. So that mother called me to let me know that she had one of our power showers, and they had been bathing in it, and all of a sudden, in about 2 weeks, the little girl went to bathe her foot, and she noticed that she had like 4 warts on her foot. She noticed that all of them were gone, and there was the last one, and when she went to soap her foot up, it fell off. And she went, you know, hopping out of the bathroom and saying, "Mom, Mom, all my warts are come off, and this last one just fell off." And she picked it up and had her in her fingers. I said, "Wow, you're telling me that this water system is so powerful that it's helping skin and helping people to remove their warts?" And so while I was in Washington, D.C., I went to visit one of our Stella properties on Capitol Hill. We were very blessed and favored to have a home, $1 million home, donated to us to demonstrate the technology. And we've been testing. These people have been collecting data on this house now for a long time. I'm going to say five. I'm going to say it's going on 7 years. And the owner of the home, her son had left. He's a school teacher, went to New York City to live. And a number of events brought him back to Washington, D.C., but he's always suffered with this severe eczema all over, about 70% of his body. He had tried lotions and creams. He had been to multiple dermatologists. He had prescription drugs, prescription creams, to no avail. Nothing was working. He had all kind of Aveeno baths and all kind of bathing systems for people with eczema. Nothing was working. And, you know, so it had become a lifestyle with him. So he comes to this house, and they have a water filtration system. So he starts drinking this water. It had our whole house alkaline water system. He starts bathing in this solar-powered alkaline water. People say, "How do you get the solar-powered alkaline water?" When we retrofit and put this solar window panes in, and it pulls that solar energy, it harnesses that energy and communicates it through the electrical system. And one of the ultimate destinations is, of course, the grounding element to the hot water tank, which is communicating to the electrical system, to the whole of the electrical system. And we use that energy to soften the water and to energize the water and to stimulate, increase oxygen in the water and increase alkali in the water. And he said, to his amazement, within 10 days to 2 weeks, all the eczema he had suffered from for about 10 years was gone. I was like, "Wow, you got to be kidding me." He said, "I kid you not." So the opportunity now, we can understand why back on the farm, the farmers were talking about they were washing the udders with this water, and the udders was cows that had mastitis. What is the udder? A udder is the teats that they milk the cow from. It's underneath the cow. And they put an electric robot or an electrical device on those teats and milk them. Because it's electrical, it has the potential to demineralize that tissue and cause an inflammatory response. And so the farmers were saying they were washing the teats of this cow with our water system, water from our water system. And to their amazement, these cows were healing from mastitis in 3 to 7 days. They said, "That's a miracle." And it is a miracle. Of all the farms I've been on and I've inquired about mastitis, those farmers say it can take as much as a year and a half to heal a cow from mastitis. And what's so tragic is that when a cow has mastitis, you have to milk them, but you have to throw that milk away. And we had a farm that was actually throwing away 400 pounds of milk or 400 gallons of milk a day. Just some cows that had mastitis. Because if you get that infected milk in with the regular milk, it will contaminate it and turn it into something that looks like cottage cheese. So they really have to be meticulous in guarding how that milk is received and stored and harnessed from that cow. So I am not going to be on long tonight. I want to thank everyone that tuned in to the show. I'm going to open it up just to make sure there's no testimonies on the line tonight. Anybody in the studio with a testimony they want to share?
Well, hello, I want to give a...
Oh, hey, Mario. I was hoping you were going to say something.
Yeah. Hello, Nathan.
Tonight. What's going on in Canada?
Well, nice weather. To begin nice weather. And, of course, I'm very enthusiastic from what you were saying, the subject of tonight about the solar panel, because I think it's very, very serious, you know. People going into the solar energy saving, and at the same time, you know, this whole system of panels would pick up radiation and actually transfer it into your living spaces, right? So anyway, I'm working on these lines also to sensibilize people about, you know, how we deal with these new technologies. You know, wanting to do good, actually, sometimes we do bad, eh? Same thing for electric cars. You know, we really talk about electrical cars, but electrical cars, they use up a lot of lithium, you know, a lot of product that actually would have a price and would have like just like gas or oil, you know, would have some kind of people would have monopoly on that, eh? So anyway, electrical car, according to you, they're creating more static electricity and EMF than normal cars?
Well, you know, cars in general have a lot of EMF on the dashboard. I have to have my car rigged up to even just sit in it, because the average car has over 1,000 BMUs coming off the dashboard. I remember I was in California with a colleague who was also electrosensitive. And we got in a car and took off driving about 5 miles, and the EMF was so high in that car that it overpowered us. And at the time, the Nano wasn't born. We didn't have anything to mitigate except for maybe a few power guards. We had to take that car back to the rental car place, and we had to tell them there's too much EMF coming off the dashboard. We are being tased. I mean, it was like zapping us. And they gave us another car. But cars in general, these dashboards have a lot of EMF. And the concern with electric cars is for people that have to do long distance driving, truckers, for going in these cars for more than 2 hours. Because right now, the last I read the literature, when you travel more than 150 to 200 miles, people said they're so stiff, they can't, you know, they're having leg cramps and having all kind of nerve muscle discomfort just from riding in those cars that long.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, would you say though that electrical car would have a greater value of EMF within them than a car that is gasoline or diesel car?
That's a question that can be quantified. It would have to be measured. You'd have to collect the data on that. I mean, you can scale that with quantifying machines to see. I mean, in theoretically, it sounds as if car would have more. But the main concern with these electrical cars is these lithium batteries, because there's no way to dispose them. And they haven't figured an adequate system to recycle them, because lithium is highly explosive and is detonating when it comes to its source of potential injury to humans if it's not carefully managed. So there's no, we can't put a lithium battery in the landfill. We'll contaminate the earth and the water and everything in it. So that's the main concern. They're running out the gate with something that could really destroy the earth. How are we going to recycle them? People are scared to death to even think about recycling the batteries.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like we're opening up a can of worms because everybody is so big on making a dollar. And we
I was reading an article about the lithium mines and all this. You know, there was a lot of wars created over petroleum oil, eh? And they were making a parallel that there will be lots of conflict around areas in this world where there is great resources of lithium, eh? It would be the the oil problem of the 21st century, you know. As for conflicts, you know, of interest between countries, between whatever, right? Companies, because everybody would want to have this material if everybody goes into electrical systems, electrical cars, right? So anyway, here in Quebec. I don't know if it's the same in the States, but, you know, we pay a high price of a special tax on gasoline and whatever fuel we use in order to maintain our road system, you know, our road, eh? And so far, because they just really want people to turn into electrical cars, people think that it's a freebie, that the electrical cars are cheaper to run over a 200-kilometer range, you know, like maybe it will be about $2. But these people don't realize that they don't pay their fair due of road system usage, you know, because we are paying, I think it's 30% special tax, the gas tax, on our whenever we buy. I think it's probably the same everywhere in the world. And this is what in majority pays for the road system, eh? It's the tax on fuel, eh? So I know in time, you know, like, it's not the, that's probably the reason, one of the big reasons why we have smart meters is when the people will be connecting their cars to their electrical system at home. The bill, you know, the day they decide to tax your usage of electricity for car purposes or car recharging, so that you pay your part on the road system, well, it would be easy for the smart meter to pick it up, you know, and actually you'd get an amount taxed on your electrical bill for your road usage. You follow what I'm saying? Because at least in Quebec, we have to pay 30% tax, extra tax on our fuel products, so that we can maintain our road system, you know. This is how the majority of the money comes from, repairing our roads. So people are going electrical.
One of the things that they're doing in America is that when you buy an electrical car, you're assessed $200 for having that car. They were giving them a $5,000 tax credit for buying it. And then the the automobile industries went wild. The gas industries went wild because it was a massive surge of people buying electrical cars. And then they realized that it was going, it was really hitting the bottom line in automakers that were making gas cars that use gas. So they changed the law and stopped giving them a tax credit, and then started charging them $200 extra when they go to get their license tag for having that electric car.
Now that's probably in a way to have them pay part of the road system, you know, because they ain't going to be paying tax at the gas pump, you know, for maintaining the roads.
That's right.
It's a big, it's a beginning, you know, like, you know, like people, they don't realize that nothing comes free in this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you could, you cannot tomorrow have 50% of the of the automobile on the road that do not pay for the repair of the road and they're using the road. See what I mean? It's not necessarily a virtue, a virtue to be the owner of a electrical car, you know.
That's true. That's true, Mario. So
because,
I know I don't.
They will be. There will be the lithium problem. But anyway, here, for my part, there's not one day where I don't advance some kind of a progress in this field of nanotechnology and nanofrequencies. And next Tuesday, before we meet again on the line, I would have made, I think, two or three houses in Saint Sauveur where Rod lives, to do some house testing and some workshops.
That's
so,
you know, Mario, you are the king of Quebec. You have really taken nanotechnology and you are being extremely creative with it and doing things that we couldn't even dream of. And I want to salute you, take the time to salute you before our international audience, because you know, these MP3s that people are downloading from Nathan on the Spot's website and Facebook page are being sent all over everywhere. And, I mean, that's how we're reaching these kids that have these rare, rare seizure disorders. And we're so excited because we made some contact with some people in the insurance industry to share our newfound grace, and I call it amazing grace, in hopes that it will be incorporated. I mean, we have some high-ranking officials at one of the nation's top medical enterprises. Somebody mentioned my name at a meeting of top executives of the hospital. They said, we gotta get in touch with Dr. Olali. They heard about the child that was in Las Vegas that was dying, 7-year-old child that was dying in intensive care. And her doctor had heard about our work at the Cleveland Clinic and working with doing the health screening there for 2 years and gathering data and then having one of their clients that could not walk, talk, or learn, living in one of these houses with frequency, and in one day, 24 hours, the child started talking, making sounds that people could recognize, and began to associate her language with objects, which was nothing more than a miracle. And today that child has mesmerized even more doctors with her. She had a back surgery, had a rod put in. She had severe scoliosis, and that's extremely painful because they have to saw, in some cases, the bone, and they have to put an incision. She's got an incision that's at least 50 inches long down the middle of her spine, and that child required no opiates, no pain medic, no narcotic for pain management, after surgery and the doctors still have their mouths open. And that is because her body has been trained that she's been in frequency, she's been in a balanced environment so long, her immune system is so strong that it was able to balance that electrostatic. Because whenever you have injury, electrostatic absorbs in the body and it goes immediately to that source of injury. And that's what causes sustained pain, swelling, and inflammation. Because she's been able to be in an environment where the static-free, she's 97% static-free, her immune system was so strong. She was managed on a Tylenol about twice a day, and they still can't get over it. And she had a resounding recovery, and they still can't get over that. Well, it usually takes most people 3 months to get range of motion, et cetera. She got back in about 6 weeks. So watching these case studies unfold has been miraculous. She bathes in that water, and bathing her with that water just promotes healing. The doctors were just so impressed with the rapid healing of her incision and how it approximated. That skin lined up in approximation to make for a clean healing, and it was just phenomenal. And they managed her so well, and because she, again, her immune system was so strong, it was constantly discharging that static from her body so she could have rapid healing. It's just miraculous to see the miracles that God is transforming. We never made these nanotechnologies to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure diseases. What we found, when you take people out of a toxic environment and you mitigate those toxins inside, the body is brilliant. It will heal itself. And on that note, Mario, I thank you for tuning in. Give a shout out, give our love to the Quebec family, especially those cows up there. And we'll say goodnight, ladies and gentlemen, because the traffic has cleared, and I want to get out. I mean, there's so many people down here on this mall. You would think this is day. There are thousands of people down here walking around. We're flying kites, playing ball. I mean, this is a recreational center down here in our beautiful nation's capital. And I'm going to end with a prayer for our nation. My heart weeps for the children that are being separated from their parents on the border. It's never been in the news that this was a policy for how families seeking asylum in the United States were treated. I'm a mother. Commend and salute the first ladies of this country who are standing up for righteousness. Like many, I was offended when the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, began to evoke the name of God and the Word of God as defense for such horrendous events. That is nowhere in Scripture. Matter of fact, I posted up on Facebook a passage out of Ecclesiastes and another one out of Deuteronomy. God said, the Word of God says, cursed the person that brings these kinds of offenses on innocent children and widows, God himself will curse them. The book of Exodus said, if these children cry unto God and say, help me, God, especially the fatherless children, and the mothers whose sons have died, if they open their mouth and say help, the Word of God said God himself is coming down to stage a war against their offender and oppressor. May the Lord God who created us have mercy upon America tonight. May the Lord God, who created us, who created all these people down here south of the border in the United States trying to get asylum here, may God have mercy upon people, the administrators, that have set forth their agenda to disrespect mankind. Because at the end of the day, there's not one person that is breathing of him or herself. God is the air we breathe. And he created all of us out of his imagination with the intention that we would be in this earth doing two things, bringing goodness and mercy, covering his whole earth with goodness and mercy. And woe be unto our administration for taking any disposition to oppress humanity and slap God in the face, because it's not of God. And on that note, God bless America. We come to worship you, God, as the sovereign God of grace and mercy. We're asking, we're lifting up our leaders, God, because this feels more like a dictatorial rule than it does a democracy. So much oppression and racism and division and hatred. So much years of labor working for world peace, working for human rights, working for equality, working for global commerce, working for the good of all, seems to be going down the drain in a handbasket. We're asking you to stir the consciousness of our leaders. Your word decrees and declares the heart of the king is in your hand. And men and women that carry the cloak have been muscled. They've been muffled, God. Not one of them has come out. Maybe there's been two or three in the last few days speaking of how diabolical this is that our nation proclaims separation of church and state and then try to get a scripture for the oppression of people that you made out of your own heart with your own breath. Because none of us are without you. We are an intentional, deliberate manifestation of your grace. And all of us are African. Your word decrees and declares the first man in the earth was made out of dirt from Africa. And without immigration and migration, we would all still be in Africa. And so therefore, God, we ask you to have mercy upon America. Have mercy upon our leadership. We ask you to fight Leviathan and break the prince of pride, the pride and arrogance, to ascend themselves and affirm themselves greater than you. The audacity to want to kill something that you created. God, they don't realize they're bringing a curse on their children and on their children's children. Evil always circles around, God. When you try to kill one race of people, your race will be killed. Give us a sense of righteousness that at the end of the day, what we're working is we're working the love of God. Because at the end of the day, we're your sons and daughters. We're created to be priests in the earth, ministers of love and righteousness. And may you touch the heart of our leadership so that they are not driven by fear. They're not driven by hatred. They are not driven by greed. God, this nation has sold out to greed. They don't care if they kill. the grandchildren in the loins of their own children. God, they don't realize all these chemicals and all this EMF is hurting and changing our DNA. So that the second generation, our great-grandchildren, will die before they can even be born. They will die before they can even read their first sentence. Children dying at the speed of the sound under 3 years old. God, have mercy upon America. Arrest these naysayers and these greed people who want to give no regard for the sanctity of human life, rushing this technology to market, no regard for the safety, lying about electricity from its inception in this country. Have mercy upon us, God. And strengthen your word in this nation. Strengthen your word in your people. Strengthen your word in our mouths. Strengthen your word in our hearts. That at the end of the day, we remain faithful to grace and mercy. At the end of the day, we remain faithful to the task that you put us in this earth for. That we would bring your kingdom to this earth, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Just to see you in each other. Help us, God. Unite us because of our differences. If you wanted everybody to be the same, you would have made the whole human race orange or green or purple or magenta. Thank God you made us the colors of the earth. And so we thank you that you placed us in your earth to bring forth all of its beauty and all of its splendor. You put us on the task of preserving each other. We are our brother's keeper. I'm asking you to blanket all these children and all their parents with Isaiah 61. I decree your spirit be upon all of them. I just decree the great spirit of comfort. Consume their mourning. I'm asking you to cover all of them with the blood of Jesus. That this does not traumatize these children and these parents so that they have emotional and mental breakdowns. God, you got to move. This thing is so diabolical, looking like Hitler and Nazi Germany, God. You got to move. I call for the authority of Isaiah 61. Break every chain. Release these prisoners from the darkness, God. Bind up the broken heart of these villain mind people that are so diabolical, they want to work evil because something happened to them in their childhood. They sit back and plot traps for others, not realizing they're making a trap for their own children and children's children. God, I've seen politicians sit back and make traps for other people and their own children commit suicide. I've seen politicians shut the mouths of the innocent and their own kids now refuse to talk. Their grandbabies being born with all these rare deformities. I fear you, God. I fear the holiness of your name to open up my mouth or set forth a task or deed to oppress or injure anyone. Because all of humanity is sacred unto you, God. And you called us to love one another. I thank you for my Canadian family. that lifted me and carried my hope and carried the torch, how they've mastered this nanotechnology, all of the healing that they're bringing, the balancing, the educating people. There are angels in the city, God. They become angels. The miracles after miracles that have been worked just by doing a few things here and there to mitigate and remove and reduce the indoor toxins. God, we're being exposed to too much electromagnetic frequencies, God. Strengthen us for the journey. That we might give your name the glory and honor and the praise. Because you are our keeper. You're the shade upon our right hand. So that the sun cannot smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Guide our feet. I decree and lift up our president, God. You know his mind and heart. You know the motives and the intentions. God, you are the God that hears everything said in silence. Behind closed, locked doors, you're in the conversation. I decree every vast, every devastated place in his life, every ancient ruin, every city of ruin, be restored in the name of Jesus. I declare your word over him. Psalm chapter 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but delights himself in the Lord. Let our president delight in you, God. And I'm asking you to give him a new heart. David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. I'm asking you to clean the heart of all of our leaders and renew the right spirit in them. I'm asking you, Father God, to fight Leviathan. I decree and declare this is a year of exceeding favor over the life of Donald J. Trump and his cabinet members and every member of Congress, every member of Senate, and all our leadership. Governors, mayors, city councilmen, God, in these 42,000 cities across the United States, I decree this is the year of the exceeding exceptional favor of the Lord Jesus Christ over this nation and a day of war. God, you have got to fight Leviathan on behalf of us because arrogance and pride and greed are consuming forces. Our children want death more than life. The suicide rates have doubled. Increased 30% in America. Why would a 5-year-old want to commit suicide? God, we need you to have mercy. God, what would make people so diabolical? What would make our politicians want to poison a whole race and creed of people in Flint, Michigan because of the color of the skin that you created? Every black person in the world you created. Every white person in the world you created. Every yellow person in the world you created. Every red person in the earth was created by you. Who sets themselves high in pride and arrogance to say, I will destroy and annihilate a whole race of people? God, have mercy upon them. Because they're blind, give sight to these blinded eyes so they can see you, so they can avatar you, God. I'm asking you right now to pour out the spirit of comfort. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to descend to these mothers, these fathers, these children down here on the border. You are the great comforter. I'm asking you to call your righteous men to rise up. Call the pro-lifers to rise up. Send in your people to rise up. Their voice disdain, Father God, to the leadership of this nation. It's like people are petrified that our country could even take a disposition of this diabolical evil before the world and bust their chest out when the president can make one phone call and it would be over with. God, we're asking you to arrest this sex trafficker, all in the news. We're asking you to strengthen men in this country, strengthen women in this country. People are raping their children like 40 going north. Children are raping children, God, like 40 going north. Have mercy upon America. Have mercy upon our country. Father God, your word decrees and declares you require our past. And anything that brings us shame and disgrace, you want that too. I'm asking you to blanket these United States. Blanket Canada, God. Blanket Mexico. Blanket North America. Blanket the world. Heal us. Heal our sin-sick souls. Heal us in this weary land. Heal us. Because our children are consumed before they can even be born. Baby girls having their own daddy's children, God. Heal us. Heal these men, God. Mothers sexing their own son. Heal us. Because we cannot make it without you, God. We cannot make it without you. And we know environmental toxins, and especially EMF, is stripping us of our hormones, stripping us of our trace minerals, stripping us, Father God, altering our theta wave and alpha wave, so we don't even know the difference between right and wrong. Have mercy upon us, God. And help everybody in this country to get their head off the wall. In the name of Lord Jesus, may the peace of God that passes all understanding be our portion. For everyone listening under the sound of my voice, I ask this special prayer for Pastor Hill. That, Father God, you would bless the labors of his hand. You would bless the fruit of his knowledge. You would bless his crops so he doesn't lose crops in the rainstorm. That he's able to get one of the biggest harvests he's ever had in his farming career. I thank you for the downloads you're giving him as he's doing his own independent studies with these nanos and the seeds and the crops. Bless his family. Bless Mario, God, and his faithfulness to be the archangel in Canada, watching over the Canadian family up there, watching over the community. I'm asking you to strengthen him and return to him double for what he has seeded into the lives of others. Continue to guide him and inspire him, Father God, with the applications of this nanotechnology, because he truly is one of the senior engineers up there. We thank you. We have a special blessing for Ida. We thank you that she was on the show last week, able to come on and support us. I'm praying for the Atlanta team, God, as they go forth to deal with vying for us, God, to get a contract to do houses down there with these companies. Bless our Cincinnati team, God, because they're under the water with all these people there, young people dying of cancer, all this massive breast cancer, massive liver cancer, massive throat cancer, massive skin cancer, God, massive mental illness, massive heart disease. in what the American Red Cross is calling one of the most toxic cities in the United States. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon all of our children. Bless our children. Bless our grandchildren until the end of time. Give us joy unspeakable, God. And let us all be touched by the fullness of grace, that it might be our portion to live by and our portion to impart to others. To the mountains that are before us, they are now a plain. Grace, grace, grace. To every hurdle, every obstacle, every nay word. Every entity trying to destroy us and set us asunder. Grace, grace. May your love and mercy abound in us, that we might be hilarious with joy. And peace will be our portion. Peace be still in our families. Peace be still in the cities where we live. Peace be still in the countries that we serve. In the name of Jesus, I decree it's now and so. Bless this nation. Bless this monument. Bless Washington, D.C., God. Arrest the spirit of murder in this place. Send your angels, increase your angels on assignment to this city, God. Increase your angels on assignment. Your grace will be sustained here. Because you are the lifter of our head and the keeper of our peace. And we worship and adore you. Give us beauty for our ashes, where we have been crushed, destroyed. Restore us, that we might go forth leaping under an open heaven, because you are a Rhema God. Your word is everlasting to everlasting. And so I leave all of our listeners with this, with your word. Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is our shepherd. We don't have to want. Because he leads us beside the still waters, and there he restores our soul. He will lead us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though we might walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, we don't even have to have any fear. Because God is with us. His rod, his word, his staff will comfort us. So that when we are in the presence of our enemies, he will anoint our head with oil and with his oil, and there will be nothing they can do to hurt us, because he will consume them. He is Jehovah Gabor Milchamayah, the Lord God mighty in battle. He will prepare a table before us. In the presence of our enemies. And they won't even be able to sit down and eat with us. They have to look at us and say, what? Because he is the God that loves us. He's the God that woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind. He's the God that wakens the moon and puts the sun to sleep. He's the God that causes the stars to dance over us while we're sleeping. He's the God that makes the lilies in the valley and causes the seasons to change just to entertain us. He's the God who loves us. He's Jehovah Nissi, the God who rejoices over us with all the love he is. He's Jehovah Shalom, the God that stands ready to give us peace. Teach us, God, that we are all your children. There's no reason for hatred. Strengthen us to walk. Like Martin Luther King said, Lord, you got to strengthen me to love. Because they're bombing my house. They're sicking dogs on me to bite and tear my flesh. They've opened up the water hoses at the end of the street. And they've hosed us down like animals. And we come in peace. Strengthen me to love. Strengthen our country to love. Strengthen our president to love. Strengthen Jeff Sessions to love. Strengthen, Father God, our leadership to love. Strengthen us to love. That we might honor the holiness of your name and the righteousness of your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we decree it is now and we decree it is so. Amen. Good night, everyone.
Amen. Good night.
Yes, he